Bitachon for Life, Shir number 110, Monday, Parshas Chukas Balak. We are talking about ways to develop feelings that we are under the shelter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we explained if we would just internalize the billions and trillions of things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us every single second, we would start to really feel that we are under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wing. Now we have to remember, the essence of bitachon is not about intellectual ideas. It's about emotional feelings. So we have to internalize these feelings, that we should feel them emotionally. And our subconscious attitude should be that we are under Hashem's control. Everything, every single thing that goes on is controlled to the minute detail by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the exercise to do this is the same exercise that we discussed by Bitachon. Number one, a person sings to himself songs regarding the fact that we are under the jurisdiction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either songs that we mentioned, or you can sing your own songs, or say different words in a sing-song fashion. But the idea is to internalize that everything is Hashem. Everything is a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, maybe a little bit more easier to do, is to repeat to yourself like we discussed. You're going down the street, you turn on your car, it's Hashem that did that. You take a walk, it's Hashem that's moving your feet. You look around, you see the clouds, you see people, it's all Hashem. Hashem is the trees, Hashem makes the grass. Every single thing that you meet in your day is a manifestation of Hashem's Ratzon. How Hashem wants the world to run. To the minute detail, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the only one that controls it. And if we repeat it to ourselves again and again and again throughout the day, periodically, just to remind ourselves that we are in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house, and He is the only one that controls. And even though it looks like there's a big wild world out there, and people are doing what they want, there is no such thing. It's Hashem that's in control. The more we repeat it to ourselves again, this is Hashem, that is Hashem, we will start feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only source of everything that we have. And when we internalize that, and realize that every step of our life is dictated by Hashem, but again, we have to feel it emotionally. We have to develop a subconscious feeling. It should be the natural way that we approach things in life. Every time something happens, every time we do something, even if it's a very small thing, we should just remember it's Hashem, it's not us. And the more we repeat it, the more we exercise our mind to automatically focus that it's Hashem, and it's not us, and it's not our bodies. There is no objective power over here. Everything is dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more we will feel that we are under Hashem's jurisdiction. When we feel that, the next natural step is to rely on Hashem for things in the future. Because if Hashem did such a beautiful job taking care of us in the past, to every minute detail, why in the world would He not do it in the future? For things that are much less important than breathing and the other thousands and millions and billions of things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. So the first step to attaining any feeling of Machsi is to realize the truth that Hashem is Machsi. And the more we internalize that and repeat it to ourselves and ingrain in ourselves an emotional feeling, a subconscious feeling, of Ki Ato Hashem Machsi, our entire attitude in life will change, and we will truly feel that we are under the complete control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with His endless love that He has for us.